I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A Waupaca County jury last week found a 38-year-old Waupaca man not guilty of three counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, but guilty of four lesser charges, including second-degree recklessly endangering safety. The court read the verdicts for Justin Utek at 8:12 p.m. Friday night. His bond was revoked, and he's being held without bail while a pre-sentence investigation is completed. Charges stem from incidents during a domestic violence call at a Waupaca home on June 22nd of 2024. According to the criminal complaint, Utek shot at police who responded to the call. His wife told police he was intoxicated, waved a handgun at her, and pointed it at his own head. Children were present at the time. A sentencing date has not been scheduled yet. Ripon police Monday warned residents about a sinkhole that developed in the 300 block of Stanton Street. The posting on Facebook said residents that live in a nearby apartment building are able to enter the apartment complex by taking Hall Street to Stanton Street. The north end of the roadway was closed to traffic. A photo shows damage done to the street by the developing sinkhole. Dodge County Sheriff's officials have released the name of the 63-year-old Brookfield man who was hit by a pickup truck while walking toward the McDonald's restaurant in Lamira Friday morning. David Scott of Brookfield had parked his vehicle and was walking in a drive-through lane at the restaurant when he was struck by the pickup driven by 18-year-old Tristan Gallagher of Campbellsport. Scott was flown to Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee with serious, possibly life-threatening injuries. Gallagher remained on the scene and cooperated with the investigation. The accident at the restaurant at 630 East Avenue in Lamira was reported at 6:30 Friday morning. The EMS chief for Ripon Guardian Ambulance says they're already on pace this year for their busiest year ever for calls for service. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
Mitch Matuszewski says last year they had 1,730 calls for service, second only to 2024 for the most calls ever. 80% of the calls were from 911 and the rest were inter-facility transports. He says they're already 15 to 20 calls ahead of last year at this time. He notes they have three full-time people with paid on-call and part-time people for the rest of their staffing. He says that can be an issue at times.
Right now we are okay, but our staffing is very fragile because we don't have all full-time staff. We rely mostly on paid on-call and part-time. Their schedules aren't set, so if they don't have availability during a week, we can struggle.
Ripon Guardian Ambulance has a coverage area of 162 square miles, which includes eight municipalities and about 13,000 people. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Fond du Lac County Board will be meeting 1 hour earlier than usual today to hear a presentation from Tom Weber of Justice U.S. Service Group. The firm prepared a report on jail operational planning, jail bed forecasting, and justice system assessment with a review of alternatives to incarceration options. It will help the board when it comes to eventually making a decision about whether to build a new jail and or justice center. The board usually begins its meetings at 6 p.m. at the City County Building in Fond du Lac, but due to the special report, will start their meeting at 5 p.m. The report comes later on the board's agenda. The public is encouraged to attend. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.